This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The board that oversees public universities in Massachusetts was met with protests this morning. At the University of Massachusetts Boston campus, board members are visiting a campus in transition. There are signs that change is not coming easy. WBUR's Max Larkin has this update on the challenges at UMass Boston.
The Board of Trustees met in a bright white ballroom inside UMass Boston's campus center, still only 12 years old. Outside are piles of dirt, working excavators, and a beautiful view of Boston Harbor. But that construction comes with a cost. This year, the school is grappling with a multi-million dollar deficit. In its wake, the popular chancellor, Keith Motley, announced he's stepping down. This week, students were met with surprise cuts to the summer schedule. Those developments led faculty, staff, and students to pack the board meeting and ask the trustees to protect the university's core mission. Tom Goodkind, president of the school's staff union, says UMass Boston made do with defective buildings for decades and that it leads the way in providing good, affordable education to a special population.
When it comes to the UMass systems, first-generation students and undergraduates of color, we are indisputably the flagship.
Also among the audience were alumnae, like Cecilia Cordova, who got her bachelor's and master's degrees at UMass Boston.
When I was here, we were mainly wanting this great building that we have. I've seen some of the transition, but this is the first time I've ever seen that students are paying the cost.
Cordova was there with her daughter, Imani Hill, who's taking classes in Asian studies at UMass. She's concerned about cuts to course offerings.
I don't like the fact that there's so many cuts going on for a class that people really are interested in doing. Education should not have to take the back burner just because.
At the meeting, the trustees continued to discuss ways to close the budget deficit, and they thanked students before going into a closed session. Dwayne Lehman is director of communications at UMass Boston. He admitted that the school is in a fiscal crisis, but says that teaching students remains the administration's top priority.
We're putting our students first, and we will make sure that they have the courses they need so that they can continue their studies and graduate on time.
As students brace for further cuts, the school's leaders are looking for a path into the future. For now, UMass Boston is stuck in a muddy present. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.